we are in a series of praying together. And today we're going to pray together for healing. Come, let's pray together. And if you find this valuable, invite your friends. Let's get to it. This is the Great Shalom Broadcast, proclaiming that God wants total well-being for all children. Well, I did say, let's get to it, and we will. But I have been trained that you look into a person's eye and be sure they have faith before you release yours to pray for their healing. So I just thought I would say just a little bit here, and then we will pray through scriptures, okay? I have just read a little booklet by Gordon Lindsay, How You Can Have Divine Health. Of course, it's published by Christ for the Nations. How You Can Have Divine Health by Gordon Lindsay. I'm sure I got it used, reprinted 1993. Anyway, he says, health law number one, eat correctly. And what does that mean? There are so many different things, but you know what? Eat food like God made it. Eat your vegetables. Not too much sugar. Daniel is a good example of the temperate life. Health law number two, rest. He talks about his wife being so involved in the ministry that she just wore herself out. And when she started to take a rest break every day in the afternoon, she had a new lease on life. Health law number three, be anxious for nothing. And today we have a lot of scientific evidence of that and good argument for faith. Health law number four, keep your eyes on Christ and his finished work. Hallelujah. I'm really doing some study for another series, another project, and I have come to realize how awesome and large the finished work of Christ is, and depending upon the grace of the Lord. Hallelujah. And Gordon Lindsay talks about it is possible to lose a miracle because we look down at the raging sea. Peter was walking on the water. That was a miracle. And then he looked down at the sea and fell in. So keep your eyes on Christ would be his rule. Health law number five, lock the door to Satan. Don't listen to Satan. Don't participate in sin. Health law number six, be honest with God. And particularly he's talking about the tithes, but I would say also anything else the Lord has told you to do, and confess your sins and forgive others. I'm adding that. Health law number seven, take dominion in the spirit. Hallelujah. We've been given dominion. Okay, and so that's Gordon Lindsay's. Hallelujah. And I'm going to also add, pray the scriptures. Hallelujah. So let's get to it. Lord God, great Heavenly Father, thank you so much that we can call you Father. This is a great revelation that Jesus brought to us, that you are our Father. And thank you that you are a good Father, a perfect Father. Open our eyes to see what that means. Open our hearts to receive that. But we give you praise and thanks for the Creator, for also a caring parent who is with us and who is for us and who provides for us and who sends helpers to help us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And thank you very much Lord Jesus Christ for coming, for sharing human life, for knowing what our pains and our griefs are. And thank you, Lord Holy Spirit, for coming, for being with us, for comforting us, for teaching us, for guiding us. Help us to have hearing ears and obedient hearts and active bodies to do what you call us to do. And now, Holy Spirit, help us to pray. Help us to pray. Give us the right words and intercede for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you intercede for us as well. Thank you, Lord. Now, we believe that you have bought healing for us in your crucifixion, death, burial, and resurrection. Help us to remove any blockages that there might be in receiving the healing. But we praise you and we thank you. We thank you that you have revealed your arm to us. You spoke the world into existence and gave us the law with your finger, but you redeemed us with your mighty arm. Hallelujah. And you have revealed it in Jesus, who grew up as a human and served and taught as a human and died also as a human. And we thank you for it. We thank you that you were despised and forsaken for our sake, that we might be loved and accepted in the beloved. Thank you that you were willing to be a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, that we might be comforted, that we might be given joy. Help us to have a heart of faith and belief and joy and gratitude, nevertheless gratitude. And so we thank you for our children. We thank you for our children. Nevertheless, nevertheless, whatever problems they may be in or whatever problems they may present us with, we thank you for them. And we thank you for this challenge of faith. Lord, help them know that they are loved, that they are accepted, and that they may have joy also in you. Thank you that you allowed yourself to be despised, rebuffed, turned away from, rejected, that we might be and our children might be accepted and brought near even to the God of the universe. Hallelujah. Lord, may our children have the proper self-esteem because you are not esteemed. Hallelujah. Lord, help them look up and receive the look of love from your eyes and the empowering that that gives, that the good and all-powerful parent approves of them. Hallelujah. Thank you that you yourself bore our griefs. Firmly we know that you bore our sicknesses. It says, surely our griefs he himself bore. Thank you, Lord, that the Lord of the universe, the God of all, stooped to not only human life, but also to the pain of picking up our griefs and becoming our sacrifice for our sin and for our brokenness, and that includes our illnesses. And thank you that you were resurrected, and one day we will be resurrected in you. We pray for that day, that the last enemy will be defeated, and we thank you because we know the end of the story. And thank you, Lord, that you live beyond death, and we know our children live beyond death, and we live beyond death by faith in you. We thank you for that great hope that we know that no matter what happens, you have already won. And so we in you have and will win, and it will become manifest. Thank you that our sorrows you carried. You carried away our pain. And Lord, you know that how only a mother's heart can grieve for her children who are broken or in pain, who are suffering sickness or any other bad condition, including bad judgment. Oh Lord, we bring these to you. Thank you that you share our pain as a great parent and as a comforter. Thank you that our own pain and grief is assuaged and improved because we have faith in you. And so we are praying for the healing and for the breakthrough for these children. And we pray it in Jesus' name because it has been given to us and you gave us authority to heal the sick. We are saying, be healed in Jesus' name. Receive your healing, we say in Jesus' name. Be made every whit whole. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you were smitten for us and afflicted, that we might be raised and healed, that we might even reflect your glory, and we thank you for it. Thank you that you were pierced for our transgressions. We repent of those transgressions, both known and unknown. Forgive us that we have transgressed your rules. Thank you that you were crushed for our iniquities, and we repent of all our idolatry. Lord, help us to worship you and worship you alone. Make our hearts pure. Thank you that you were chastened for our will, that the chastening for our well-being fell upon you, and by his scourging we are healed. And so we thank you, Lord, that you, as our great sacrifice and great propitiation to the Father, have done such a great work for us, and we receive this. May it not go to waste, and may it be manifested very early. And so we pray for our own healing of spirit, soul, and body, soul including mind, will, and emotions, and our body. And we pray this for our children, spirit, soul, mind, will, and emotions, and body. May they be whole, healed, and shalom, living in shalom, nothing missing, nothing broken, total peace and prosperity in all ways. And we pray this for our children, for our grandchildren. We pray this for all our family members. We pray this for all our congregation members. And we pray this for all those around us who would receive it. May their eyes be opened and their cup be uncovered, and may they also receive the grace of the Lord. May our healings that are brought forth this day, that are rooted in this day, that are rooted, all our healings that are rooted in you, may they be a witness and a glory to you, that may they bring joy and rejoicing and therefore glory to you, so that many others will hear it and see it and seek healing also, and seek your hand, healing not for their body only, but also for their hearts and for their minds and their will and emotions. And so may all these healings redound to your glory and spread out and multiply, and may the city and the nation and the world, and may the kingdoms of this world become the kingdoms of our Lord and Christ. Lord, we confess that we have, like sheep, gone astray. But we thank you that you, like a good shepherd, have brought us back. Thank you for seeking those which were lost. And sometimes we were that lost. And we grieve for our children and our grandchildren who are lost. And we claim them. We claim them based on the promises you said to ask, and we know this is in your will. We claim our children and our grandchildren for the kingdom of God. May they be healed, spirit, soul, and body, enlivened, awakened in their spirit. We pray for the breakthrough of awakening for our children and grandchildren. And we pray for healing. Healing to rise up from the seed of the word that is in them, and may their heart be open so that it flow into every cell and every organism, and flow from the innermost being toward the outermost being. Flow healing into joy, into great relationships, into prosperity. We pray it in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we pray, Lord, according to the same scripture, Isaiah 53, that you yourself will be satisfied, that you will see the result of the anguish of your soul, even the harvest of the seed that you planted, your own body. May you be satisfied, and every drop of blood receive a huge harvest in souls, in minds, will and emotion, in human beings who are saved, healed, delivered, and prospered and sanctified and glorified. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you have justified many, that you have borne the iniquities of many, many. Thank you, Lord, that you indeed are great, that you indeed are Lord of all. Thank you, Lord, that you are not a God of violence, but a God of healing, not a God of anger, but a God of love, not a God of rejection, but a God of acceptance, as we are accepted in the Beloved, not a God of harshness or lies, but a God of truth and of gentleness. Thank you, Lord. Bring us in, bring our children in gently if possible, but bring them in, bring the lost sheep in, and thank you that you are the Good Shepherd. We thank you, Lord, for being that Good Shepherd. And we would pray that your shepherd's crook would bring in our children, that your balm of Gilead would soothe their wounds, that your good feed would make them free indeed. Lord, send out your angels to bring our children from the east and the west, the north and the south. Bring them in. And we thank you for the great fulfillment of prophecy, that we see that this was true with the Israelites. For centuries, people would have never thought it possible, but we have seen Israel made a nation again, and Israelites from all places in the world coming toward Israel. And so how much more, Lord, can you bring in our children? And we thank you for it, and we thank you for their prosperity. Thank you that you are the Good Shepherd, that you come that we might have life, and that more abundantly. And so we pray for lives of our children, lives of our grandchildren, that life would spring up in their body, that they would feel that dynamo of life-giving life running, coursing through their body, that it would be an abundant life, a strong life. Hallelujah. And we rebuke the devourer. We rebuke the devourer, and Satan and all his minions and all the names, whether it's cancer or leukemia or brain damage and any other disease or condition. We say bow to the name of Jesus, and we rebuke it, and we cast it out. We cast out the spirits out from our children and our grandchildren, and implore, Holy Spirit, you're welcome in this place under our covenant. Rush in and fill. Hallelujah. Fill these children of ours. Thank you, Lord. May all these children be taught. May they be taught the Word of God, so that they can be swept and clean, and their houses filled, and a lamp in the house. We thank you for your great promises of answered prayer. Thank you that you say, ask that your joy may be full. And so, Lord, you know a mother's heart. We are happy. We are joyful when we see our children well, healthy, healed, prospered, successful. Lord, we pray health, healing, and great shalom, success in every way for our children, our grandchildren, our friends' children, our sisters' children, our congregation's children. Help us to lock arms and pray for one another and encourage one another, that we might continue in prayer and continue watching for your answer. Hallelujah. Because we know that it is your will to answer. You say that we ask the Father and he will answer us based on Jesus. Hallelujah. We know that Holy Spirit is given to us that we might pray aright. And we thank you, Lord, that we can come into your throne room with confidence and boldness to receive help in time of need. Thank you, Lord, that you have left us with peace. And so we claim that peace in John 14 and 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So we rebuke the fear in our own hearts, and we say we are peaceful. We say we are peaceful. We say we are peaceful with the peace of the Lord. And our mind is stayed on you. We know that you have won the victory. We know that we have dominion, and we claim it here and now. We know that we will one day see all dominion. Given all enemies will be under the feet of Christ, and Christ will give all things to the Father. And so all things will be all in all, and it will be all for the glory of God. And so we thank you, Lord. We thank you for the victory, the all-in-all victory, and we are enforcing it now, here and now, on our children and our grandchildren and the children and grandchildren of our sister. And so we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for allowing us to bear fruit. And may that fruit grow more and more and redound to your glory. Lord, keep us humble. No, it doesn't say that. It says, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. So we acknowledge your greatness. And we forgive everybody everything. We deliver them into your hand and will not keep this block. And we thank you, Lord, for great forgiveness for ourselves. We repent of all sin, known and unknown, and we receive your grace and mercy. Thank you for helping us as we help our little ones. When we say, Mommy, I just can't tie my shoe, you show us how. Oh, we tie shoes for our little ones, and we show them how. And so thank you that you are at least as good as we are, and you encircle us with your love, and you will guide us home. You will guide us home all the way. So as we walk each day, we walk it looking at you, and we trust in you. We trust in you. And thank you for the great gifts of health and healing, sunshine and love. Thank you, Lord, for it all. And we'll be careful to give you the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. And I say, may you be increased, you and your children. For it is true that the Lord wishes great shalom, total well-being for all children. As it says, Isaiah 54, not far from where we were praying in Isaiah 53, 54 and 13, and all your sons, of course that means sons and daughters and grandchildren, will be taught of the Lord. That's the personal name of the Lord. And the well-being of your offspring will be great. Hallelujah. Well-being. Shalom. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Thank you so much for praying with me. If this has been of value, why don't you leave a comment or give me a share? We really appreciate the likes that you give us in iTunes so that other people can find us. We do have a Facebook page. Of course, we're on the internet at www.greatshalom.org, and you may leave a comment there as well as Facebook. And just use your own creativity also about how to share it with your friends. Now, when it comes to healing, we do have some resources for you. I have a book called God Wants You Healed. And yes, I had that title before other people did. There are a number of books. But anyway, God Wants You Healed by Sharon Sarles is available. You could go to my website, greatshalom.org, and click through, or you could simply go to www.lulu.com, lulu.com, which is an older self-publishing site. You can buy the book. either in hard copy or electronically for a very small fee. And also, I have a series on healing that I will attempt to make available on the website, www.greatshalom.org. Great like big, and shalom is S-H-A-L-O-M. And so look for it there. And once again, share it with your friends. And so we pray that you are edified and encouraged, and you leave with joy. And this is our prayer for you today, that you can see the great provision of the Lord, that you can open your heart up to it, that you will be bold and fearless in downloading it for you and for your family, and that you will, having done all, stand, knowing that even though we do fight battles and we become stronger in fighting battles, we know that Jesus has won the battle, and in the end, that will be seen because we've read the end of the book. Okay? All right. So if you want to write me, you may do that at info@greatshalom.org or at P.O. Box 971, Cedar Park, Texas 78630. P.O. Box 971, Cedar Park, Texas 78630. And we do have PayPal on the website if you'd like to donate, which we're happy for you to do, but we are no longer a 501c3. We decided that wasn't working for us. And so we hope that this broadcast does work for you. Please do communicate with us, and also share us with your friends. And thank you. This is Sharon Sarles proclaiming that God wants total well-being for all children.
Thank you for joining us for the Great Shalom broadcast with your host, Sharon Sarles. Sharon is an author, educator, minister, parent, and grandparent committed to sharing the understanding of God's love and desire that all children experience optimal well-being in this generation and the generations to come. The Great Shalom broadcast is here to bring hope, health, and healing for children and youth by inspiring, informing, equipping parents and educators. For more information on today's program or today's offer, simply log on to thegreatshalom.org or email info@greatshalom.org.